Now here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
All right, it's time for Thoughts and Views with Vernon Dozier on the Phil Hendry Show. And Vernon, it's always good to have you with us to talk about what's going on in your world and how you view things as a father and as a husband. Thanks for joining us. Well, Vernon, I always forget to bring the phone up. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well, Phil, and how are you doing? How's your family?
Very good.
Well, Phil, today I'd like to talk with you and your listeners about how things have changed since 9/11, and I think that things have changed a great deal since 9/11. Things have changed in ways that we can't even begin to perceive. We see the big picture, but do we see the small picture? And that's what I want to talk to your audience about today.
In what way?
Well, I'll give you an example. I was walking down the hallway of my own home this past Thanksgiving, and I was walking past the room of my daughter, who I love more than anything in the world, and I heard music coming from her room. And the music that I heard coming from her room, I thought, incredibly, coming from the room of my beautiful daughter was so offensive to me that I had a very strange reaction that I regret to this day, but I think when I explain to you why I had the reaction, you'll understand. I walked into her room, and I drove my fist right through her CD player. She has a Barbie CD player.
And this was music you were hearing from her?
Music in her CD player, yes. And I walked in, and it was one of those automatic angry reactions that you have. But I was so offended by this music that I walked in and I drove my fist through the front eject door, through the CD player itself, into the internal mechanism of it, and out the back. And Phil, I will tell you this, and I tell your listeners this, I drove my fist through so quickly through that, that it never moved. The CD player never moved.
Wow. I mean,
I was that angry, yes.
What were you hearing on the...
I didn't even care that I could see a bone sticking out of my knuckle.
What were you hearing?
What I was hearing, Phil, was the music from Aladdin. Now, once that music was the joy of every child, but since 9/11, my friend, things have changed.
You were listening, your daughter was listening to the soundtrack to the film Aladdin.
That is correct. I want to tell you something, Phil.
And that angered you so much you drove your fist right through her CD player.
Yes, I did. And you want, and I'll tell you why if you haven't already guessed. We are at war with Islamic fundamentalists who committed some pretty serious crimes. And the last thing we need is anything that will weaken our resolve to do the job that's ahead of us. And when I heard the music of Aladdin coming out of my daughter's CD player, I thought, okay, right there. Right there. That's weakening our resolve to prosecute this war to the very end. Right there. That's what I've been worried about. And I heard it coming out of her little CD player. And
but that's a shocking thing for the little girl to see you, to see her father that angry.
I understand that, and I did apologize to her. I said, my daughter she's more precious to me. You know, you don't have to tell me about how to treat my daughter.
No, I'm not trying to tell you, but it must have scared her.
I did, but I sat her down and I said, Daddy is sorry, and Daddy's going to get you a new CD player, but you have to understand there's some things that we can't have in our house. Now, Phil, this music from Aladdin is a vestige of the Islamic influence that unconsciously influences us during the time of war. Just as we were unconscious to the whole bin Laden and what he was all about, we are unconscious to this. And
you think that Aladdin, which is a music to a film by Disney about...
Well, it's about the Middle East, and it is about the very part of the world that our country at this time finds itself contending with, and that is the Middle East, the home to Islamic fundamentalists, beginning with Saudi Arabia, but moving on into the Persian world. And I believe at this time in our country's history, we cannot afford to weaken our resolve. And I'll tell you, when I hear this music, it made me so angry, I drove my fist plainly through a CD player, and it never moved off the shelf it was sitting on. And
your fist was moving pretty fast.
That's how angry I was. Now, I would like to do something, Phil. I'd like to play selections of this music, even though... Oh, when I think about it,
We're talking about Aladdin.
We're talking about Aladdin.
This is music that is angering you?
Well, I have to ask myself the question now, why doesn't it anger you?
Aladdin doesn't anger me per se, because it is simply a cartoon.
A cartoon, yes, but a cartoon set in a part of the world that currently is funding and training Islamic fundamentalist extremists to do harm to our country. And I think it's extremely important, and I know that Janice received a copy of...
We have a copy of Aladdin here. I want to give our number, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. This is Thoughts and Views with Vernon Dozier, as we're talking about Aladdin, music that his daughter was listening to, and you destroyed her CD player. What, through a sheer act of anger?
A sheer act of anger and outrage, Phil. I'm outraged that... Oh, God. I'm outraged that it was in my home. I'm outraged that I heard that music coming out of a CD player in my sweet daughter's room in my home. Where I live, where my children play with their toys, where my wife sleeps, my home.
We're going to play some selections, okay?
I understand that.
And this music makes you angry.
I understand that, but I love my country so much that I will endure it to listen to.
I mean, how bad can it be?
It just is for me. I'm outraged that the terrorists have infiltrated the American family. And I'm...
All right, now hold on for a minute. We don't want to attribute any of this to them, okay?
Just play. I have to. I'm so angry about it. I got to get myself ready.
All right, this is from Aladdin.
And while we listen to this, I want people to take special notice of the Islamic Arab influence in the music.
Here we go.
No, God.
Are you going to be, hold on for a minute, are you going to be all right?
Just play it, please. Oh, Jesus, I hate this guy's voice. Phil, what you are listening to right there is the sound of some Arab going, ooh, I come from the land. Listen to that.
All right, let me...
Hold on for a minute.
And the sun's from the west. And the
see what he's doing? Do you see what he's doing? He's talking about how great he is. And...
to another Arabian night.
Oh, God, I hate it.
Arabian night.
Turn it off.
All right, I'm turning it off now, okay? And I don't see any sense in putting you through this if that's the reaction it has.
For the American people to hear that this is in their home. It is in their home. Now, you heard that song, Arabia, the rhythms, the Arabian rhythms, the modalities, the musical rhythms that come only from one place and one place only, Arab land. Listen to it.
So what are we to infer from all of this music?
Hold on for a minute. The Arab is shoving his fundamentalist issues in a 4x4 beat. Listen to this. Did you hear that? What an ass. What an ass. The caravan camel. You know, okay, please turn it off.
You are in obvious discomfort listening to this music, and I'm asking you the reason why you would endure that.
Because this music is now being sold all over America. Children are listening to it, families are listening to it, and smiling and enjoying it. Now, I will tell you this right now. If you allow your children to listen or watch Aladdin, what are you going to do next? Do you want to just bed down with the Al-Qaeda? Because...
Oh, come on, man. First of all, this is music that is...
You're going to say it's benign, aren't you, Phil?
Well, it is benign from the standpoint that it was created primarily for children. And the tale that it tells is a tale of Arabia in the long-ago times, okay?
The long-ago times, Mr. Hendry, was when the Moorish invasion began of Christian Europe, and that was a time that... oh, boy. They almost took over all of Europe. And you say, okay, there it is.
Look at man, if it...
Hold on, just play it.
Oh, I come from a land, from a faraway place. Caravan camels.
I can't have this on the air, okay?
Please, please.
I can't have this on the air. It sounds to me like you're vomiting or...
I am having a difficult time. Look, let me tell you something. Hold on.
Are you having to pull yourself together?
Hold on. I am so... Oh, God.
You hear that music, you put your fist through a kid's CD player.
That's... Hold on, just shut up. Bin Laden's a lot smarter than you think. He gets the kids while they're young, and he's getting our kids while they're young. And who do you think the Arabs can penetrate their ideals to the easiest, huh? Our children.
All right, I need for you to get yourself together, okay, Vernon? Vernon?
Yes.
I need for you to get yourself together, and we're going to come back and talk a little bit more about this.
Yes, okay.
Because if this is what the music does to you...
Well, Phil, let me tell you, I need for you to play the music because I need for my country and my countrymen to hear what's going on.
You're having a very extreme reaction to, I think, what is essentially music to a cartoon.
Oh, boy, do I feel sorry for our country if that's the attitude that a lot of people have.
All right, hold on for a minute. 1-800-449-8686. It's the Phil Hendry Show. Let me get over here to Brenda. Hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show, Brenda.
Yes, sir.
Yes, ma'am, you're on the air.
Yeah. Listen, this guy, something is wrong with this guy. If this guy can't handle Aladdin, I mean, something that's created for children, and it's a bit of history, it contains a bit of history of the Arab world.
The music is
from the Arab world. If he condemns that stuff, then he may as well condemn the whole Arab world, which is going to be very wrong.
Let me ask you something, ma'am. And I will just go on the assumption that you are Arab. Is that correct?
I am not Arab.
All right.
But I grew up in a society where we were very tolerant of everyone.
Well, that's my point.
Except terrorists.
All right, before you all start ganging up on me,
Whole Arab world is not all terrorists.
What about that, Vernon? The whole Arab world is not terrorist.
We cannot afford at this time in the history of our country to start playing favorites. Who's a good... I understand that there are not all terrorists, but do we have to listen to their music?
Now, what is wrong with the music? I think it's culturally, it's good.
Culturally, it says what? It says, hey, come on over to Arabia land and put on a burqa.
No, you got it all wrong.
Listen to the music, ma'am. Listen to it. Okay, do you hear that?
What is wrong with that music? I've been listening to that music since I was a kid.
Not since you were a kid.
I listen to Japanese music, Chinese music. I listen to Arabic and Jewish. I mean, music.
It's barbaric.
Listen to how smart-ass he is. It's barbaric. There are messages of Islamic supremacy in that music. Come on down, stop on by. Oh, yeah. All you women, come on down, stop on by. We'll drop a burqa on you and stick you in a place where you can make sweaters. See that? See what I'm saying, Brenda?
Well,
listen,
you know.
Right in this land here, there's a lot of discrimination against our women. What are you talking about? You know, you don't have to go fight to the Arab world for that.
What is it about the music? Does it have those, you said it has those Arabian...
it's all Arab sounding. It goes... Do you know the song that goes like this? Na 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 na. Do you know that song, Brenda?
Of course.
Okay, it started there. It started with the first Bing Crosby and Bob Hope Road to Morocco movie. And then all of that stuff. I can't.
Well, look at pal. If you're going to start blaming Bob Hope and Bing Crosby and Road to Morocco, you got to, you know, some, I don't know. Views and thoughts with Vernon Dozier. The guy's coming on here. I didn't know. Did you know he was wound this tight before he came on the air, Janice? Apparently, well, we're listening to the music of Aladdin, which he says is patently anti-American and pro-Islamic. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
And, of course, this is another film that Mr. Robin Williams is...
All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. Vernon Dozier, our views and thoughts with Vernon Dozier. About the soundtrack and the film Aladdin, is it fundamentalist Islamic Arab propaganda? What were you saying about Robin Williams?
Well, I find it very fascinating, Phil, that Mr. Robin Williams, who is... I don't think there's a cartoon made that he doesn't have his name on. I don't think there's a cartoon that's been planned that he hasn't stuck his big fat... I don't know if he's Jewish or not, but I, you know.
Well, we don't have to go there, okay? So what are you saying?
I'm saying that Robin Williams is all over this thing. His voice sounding like an Arab and doing all of the things that he does with his Arab sounding material. And what I'm saying to Mr. Williams, should he be listening to your broadcast today, you can kiss my patronage goodbye. I will turn around and you can kiss my bright red rosy on the county line because I am not going to give you one dime more of my money. And for the beat, okay, here it is. This is the one.
No, hold on for a minute. I'm going to play that in a minute. You wanted me to play Whole New World in a minute?
Oh, no. You see, oh.
I can show you the world.
Take it off.
All right, I'm going to take it off, but you had a point you wanted to make, right? You had a point you wanted to make about that?
Yes. Don't do it right now.
All right. 1-800-449-8686. Joanne, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi, Mr. Dozier. I just have a suggestion for you. I think that you should seek professional help.
Oh, yeah. See, this is what my wife said to me and a lot of...
Your wife must love you very much. And
I love her.
Probably...
And I love her.
Okay. Well, if you love her and if you love your daughter... Then you shouldn't let yourself get this upset about anything.
No.
And you really owe it to your daughter and your wife to talk this out with a professional.
Ma'am, all you have to do is look at the videotape replays of what happened on September the 11th.
You know what?
And then you go ahead and put Aladdin on your CD player and see if you don't start to have, you want a dry heave.
You haven't had lunch,
something will come out.
I have more control over myself than that. Yes, it's,
you know, I
got to
tell you, I want to jump in. I listen to Aladdin. It's beautiful. I mean, the song, A Whole New World, we took the kids to see the deal.
I want to be clear. I want to be very clear, and I think you need to be clear to your listeners right now. Are you saying on your national program, Mr. Hendry, that
I took my kids to see Aladdin?
Yes, sir.
Yes, I did.
I did, Mr. too, absolutely.
Oh, Jesus. Okay, so in other words, what we're doing now is we're saying not only are Marines at risk from the Persian Arab juggernaut, but let's go take them off to see a movie about Arabs. That's what you're saying. Oh. Is that what both of you are saying? Because I want to be very, very clear when I deliver a tape of this broadcast to the Federal Communications Commission. Is that what you're saying, Joanne?
You know what? I think that you really need to seek professional help. And
why,
that's all
you know,
I have
why is it when a man has a different opinion,
I wish you,
he's
got to
go to a nut house? Oh, so I saw my own sweet daughter smiling and swaying to...
To what?
To a whole new world? To that song. Look, you might as well grease up and let Bin Laden poke you, because taking your kid to...
All right, hold on for a minute, because now it's getting into areas that even if kids are listening, because I know they like this music, I don't want them to hear it. We are talking to Vernon Dozier. This is Thoughts and Views with Vernon Dozier, who is absolutely beside himself. Take it off. Listening to the music of Aladdin, he seems to think that it is Arab, Persian, Islamic fundamentalist propaganda. This is the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Four nine. 8686. And now, Phil Henry.
But you, all right, Phil Henry back with Vernon Dozier. The music of Aladdin we're talking about. The music from the soundtrack Aladdin. You asked me to play this even though I know you don't. I don't know if this is, let me get it back. You know the one I'm talking about, Vernon?
Oh, I know the song very well. It's called A Whole New World, and it is, in my opinion, a song that can lead one to think that it is not just a whole new world about love. It is a whole new world about the Arab Islamic fundamentalist revolution. Now, when you listen to that music, you hear the man singing to the girl. He's an Arab singing to, I believe, a young Christian woman saying, why don't you... You know, the whole new Islamic fundamentalist thing. Now, go ahead and play it. Oh, God, I can't.
I don't know why I play this if it's painful for you.
Just play it. Oh.
All right, turn it off. Mr. Dozier?
Yes, sir.
I'm going to take some calls. I need you to pull yourself together.
I'm very sorry, Phil. What I'm trying to do is give an idea as to what is...
No, I know what you're trying to do, but you're going to have to pull it together if you're listening to this music. And I'm going to take some calls. We'll get back to that song, all right?
Yes, sir.
Let me go to... you just don't like hearing this music, right? Turn it off, man. Are you fainting?
I have a physical problem listening to music that is created by people who are trying to destroy my country.
That music was created by Disney.
I don't give a crap.
All right, hold on. Here is Ida. Ida, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Yes, I just wanted to make a comment. I don't know if Mr. Dozier's still listening.
I'm right here, ma'am.
Okay. Hopefully, Mr. Dozier, somebody who is concerned about you and knows you can see that you get some attention.
Okay, here we go again. Everybody says I'm nuts. Can't you hear what is going on from the standpoint?
Isn't it, Ida, I'm given to understand that you are a psychiatric nurse. Is that correct?
Oh, yes. Okay. Now I get it.
Yes.
Now I get it. So what you're doing is you're ganging up professionals on me?
No, I think that perhaps you are, what is it called, delusional?
Oh, first of all, Mr. Henry, you're not a psychiatric doctor.
Okay, Mr. Dozier.
Is this the nurse?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead. Tell me. Am I bad-eared?
Mr. Dozier.
I'm bad-eared in two coats of paint. Is that it?
No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that obviously the recent events have pushed you over the edge. If your wife
that's a fact.
Mr. Dozier, can you listen to me 1 minute?
Yes, ma'am.
If your wife is concerned about you, can you imagine how your little girl must feel?
I love that girl like there's no tomorrow. I would never do anything to hurt her.
All right.
Well, you did go into her room and you belted that CD player. Must have scared the hell out of her.
Yeah, Mr. Dozier. Can you imagine how afraid she might be right now?
No, she's fine. My daughter, nobody will ever... My daughter is fine.
Okay. The person that she looks up to... Excuse me, listen to me. The person that she looks up to for security... For security and stability in her life is having some problems.
Ma'am, the only problem I've got is the usurpation of America. Listen to this song, please. I'd like Mr. Henry...
Not if you're going to have another fit.
Mr.
I don't want to play it.
No,
Mr.
please.
Dozier.
Ida, just indulge me. Just.
You don't have to go there. We've already heard how concerned and upset you are.
Now, Ida, it's a beautiful song, A Whole New World, and yet this is an Arab singing it. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, now, I sat my daughter down. You asked me about my daughter. I sat her down, and I said, honey, I want you to listen to this song.
Okay, Mr.
And
Dozier.
I said, do you hear the man that's singing? I hope someday, darling, that you are on the other end of a rope that's wrapped around his neck.
Oh, my God.
Mr. Dozier.
And that you can give it a good hard yank.
Someone.
Give it a good yank for your dad, for your country. That's what I said.
Mr. Dozier, my God. Hopefully somebody that knows you can see that you get some help as soon as possible.
How old is your daughter?
She just turned 5. Now, that's
5? 5 years old?
What, you got a problem with that?
Mr.
Oh, you
Dozier?
Work five? Yeah. Is that you again, the nurse?
Yes.
Jeez, I'd rather listen to the song.
Hopefully, someone who knows you, who's hearing this,
you see that, Ida? That is what that Arab is going, a whole new Islamic fundamentalist world.
The very thing that you don't want to see that your daughter getting hurt is what you're going to do.
All right. Ida, I'm going to let you go, and we'll take another call. But thank you very much. It was edifying, I think, some of the things. Can we turn that off now? You see, you can't deal with it, man.
I am trying to help our country. Hold on for a minute. I'm trying to help our country.
What are you doing now, sir?
Forgive me.
Forgive you. We're on the air, and you know that when you contracted with my show to do Views and Thoughts of Vernon Dozier.
I'm very sorry, sir. I'm very sorry.
Good God Almighty.
I am very, very sorry.
I got to go on to another call, okay?
Yes, sir.
I don't know what... Here is Wendy on the Phil Hendry Show. Wendy, go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
This is a virgin. You need to watch the movie again. The movie's about love overcoming evil. It has nothing to do with Arabs.
Well, what's the Arab singing to the white woman for?
It has nothing to do with the bombing on September 11th. Disney movie.
I told my daughter she's on the other end of that rope.
And you need that, serious help.
That's the part I can't take. Your little five-year-old daughter, you told her you hope she's on the other end of the rope, wrapped around the neck of the guy singing Whole New World?
You got it, bucko. Here, I'll show you which guy I'm talking about.
I know which guy.
Hold on for a minute. Wendy, are you there?
Yes, I'm there.
Listen.
I you know what?
Yeah, right there, that guy.
I saw the movie, and I love the movie.
There's a noose around him. And
the movie is a Disney movie.
It's a Disney movie.
It's a Disney movie. Well, then that changes the whole thing, doesn't it? It's a Disney movie.
You need to put this in perspective.
Let me ask you a question, Wendy.
Help.
Let me ask you a question, Wendy. Since when has Disney been on its hands and knees kissing the hind end of some Arab?
Well, they're
Since
not.
When have they had their noses buried up Bin Laden's ass?
They're not. Did you watch Sinbad the Sailor when you were a kid? And all of a sudden you have a problem with the Disney movie?
Let me tell you something. After my daughter,
I feel sorry for your daughter.
On the end of that rope. You know what I'll do to that guy's grave? Listen.
All right, you know what? You're out of your mind. You know that?
You're very grown up about this.
Yeah,
you really need to get some help.
You're out of your mind. Do you understand that?
Yeah, right there.
You need to put this in perspective.
Do you understand?
It's a movie. It's make believe.
You put it in perspective. This guy's a maniac. He's out of his mind.
Yes, he is.
There, that's what I do on the grave of that guy. Okay. Right there. Did you get that?
Yeah, we got it, man. It's right there. Hey, here.
What are you doing?
Oh, I'm going to play a little music for you.
No, come on. I was just kidding around about the pee thing.
No. Here it is, man. Have fun with it, okay?
Oh, that's better.
Yeah. Here is Vladimir on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello?
Hello?
I was picturing Aladdin's face right there
Hello?
In the water at the bowl of the toilet.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Hi. Yes, this is Vladimir.
Yes, sir.
I'm calling because I just want to say that this guy is just as much as nuts as the Al-Qaeda people, okay? He has the same type of hate and stereotyping that moved the people in Al-Qaeda to attack us.
Okay, I'm nuts. Listen to this. Here are the cuts from Aladdin. Arabian Nights. That goes without saying. Let's all spend our nights in Arabia. Cut two. Legends of the Lamp. Okay, so that's the lamp that you need to go into a cave with. Do you understand?
You're just as nuts as those people.
I'm making perfect sense with the cuts of it. One jump ahead. Just stay one step ahead of the FBI.
You're just as much the problem as they are.
They're all the nuts that are running.
Relationships between different communities, different countries.
Prince Ali, Muhammad Ali.
Built upon
a whole
understanding.
World.
And just
a
because
a
few bad people make... that image of a whole population.
Well, the rest of it.
You know,
I haven't really even heard the album, but I hear it sucks.
He won't shut up.
He won't shut up, will he? Vladimir.
Oh, yeah, he won't shut up.
No, I'm talking about you.
I thought you were talking about him.
No, I'm not talking about him. He called in.
Vladimir.
Yes.
Don't you think Mr. Hendry ought to shut up?
He ain't talking about me. We're talking about you.
We're talking about you.
About me not shutting up.
Yes.
And I thought you two guys were talking too much.
Well, it ain't us, okay? I hate to break the news to you. Thank you. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. And don't forget the Phil Hendry Show website. Always a bargain. I mean, what else are you going to do with $7 a month? What can you possibly do with $7 a month? There's nothing. $7, I mean, okay, what is that, a movie you want to see? For $7 a month, you can get more on our website than you get from any cheesy, bad movie. Unless it's EO11, which we're all going to be going to see. As soon as we can get, maybe work out some free tickets or something. This show is so cheesy when it comes to, like, getting crap to give away. We ain't got jack. How about some free tickets? How about a little, what do we got, nothing? How about a little, like a tie-in? You know the amount of advertising I give to Don Julio Blanco Tequila, and I haven't gotten so much as a sniff from those guys? Come on. And my good friends at Premier Homes, why don't you guys give me a house so I can give it away? Better yet, why don't you give me a house and I'll just live in it? And I'll have two. Anyway, our website, philhenryshow.com, you can go there and find some just tremendous audio posted today. Tremendous stuff. The Phil Linton Kid Quiz. You don't know what I'm talking about? You have got to go to philhenryshow.com, get your backstage pass, and listen to this one. This was a really cool quiz where we were screwing with kids that were calling in. We were going to give them, like, a PlayStation 2 if they answered the question correctly, and we answered all questions that no kid could answer. And one kid at one point goes, "Hey, mister, you're really mean," you know. Then we have male bonding curiosity. Robert Greene, you remember from the other night where he was saying that why can't straight guys dance together? Classic material. And Section 8 from last night's show, Jeff Dowder talking about how our armed forces is so under-equipped that when Jeff was in the Army, he was forced to parachute from an airplane using I believe it was a Transformers bedsheet. Also, our ever-popular Phil Hendry Pulls America question. Today's question, will we ever get off of foreign oil? No, we don't have the political will. Yes, we'll eventually get our asses and heads wired together, or I don't know. What would you vote for? I vote no, we'll never get our asses and heads wired together, and here is the results from our poll today. 60% of the American people voting on our poll, which is a total of probably about four guys, say, no, we don't have the political will to get off that juice. Yes, we will get our asses and heads wired together, 22%, and I don't know, a big 18%. You can always tell about the relative interesting aspects of the question by how many people vote on it. And today we had, like, 15 guys, but probably all guys, checking in. So get your Phil Hendry Show backstage pass available now at philhendryshow.com. So the Barry Bonds ball, number 73, is the subject of a court case. I was looking at this, I was thinking of all the ball games I went to trying to get a baseball. I remember going to ball games when I was a kid, taking my glove like a dumb little dork and sitting there, having my dad walk with me down to the, you know, the railing and hoping during batting practice you'd snag one. And then later on in my early 20s, when I would go out to the right field pavilion at Dodger Stadium, I would take my long hair and I would tie it through the holes in the batting helmet, which is what we used to do in those days, and take my shirt off and, you know, and go down to the thing, hope to catch a ball. And you talk about obnoxious. Back in the day when they still sold beer in the pavilion at Dodger Stadium, there were some marvelous fist fights, some just wonderful time had by all. You know, back in those days, and I'm talking about the late 70s, when they still sold beer at the pavilion section of Dodger Stadium, and for those of you who, this is where I grew up in L.A., where I'd go to see the ball games, wherever the outfield bleachers are, those were what we call the pavilion at Dodger Stadium. I don't know why they call it. It sounds like it's a festival, doesn't it? Come out to the pavilion. Well, what, are you going to be serving, like, sliced Black Forest ham. No, it's just the big beers and a lot of guys not wearing their shirts. Well, this would be a madhouse. This would be a madhouse. When the beer flowed out there, the fights, and it was just nuts. And for a guy in his 20s, it was a great thing. And there was one little lady who sat up in the very last row. And you people who probably know who I am, if you hung out at all at the ballpark in those days, and maybe she's still there, she was at every single solitary game. And she was about probably in her mid-60s to late-60s. She had on a Dodger hat, a Dodger scarf, a blue Dodger sweater, and she was knitting. And she would knit. And she sat and she knitted. And nobody messed with her. I mean, a melee was going on around her. Beers were being thrown. The straw hats are coming down the aisle, and they're dragging guys out of there by their short and curlies. But she's just knitting away. And occasionally she'd glance up and see what was going on at the ball game. And then when somebody got a hit, she'd put her knitting down. She'd pick up her program, and she'd score the game, which is something baseball fans do. Few people are aware of this. Something that baseball fans used to do is score the game. You know, 3-2-1, and the guy... I don't know why, but people would do that. They give you a little section, you do that. And then she put her thing down, and she'd just knit. And she became famous. She was like the old lady that's at every game, I think is what we called her. Who is she? I don't know. She's at every ball game. But we would go down to the railing. We'd try to get these balls. I never got a one. And I beat up a lot of people to try to get down to that. No, I never hurt anybody, as far as I know. Anyway, this guy, Alex Popoff, was the guy who said he had the ball first. It was sailing into the right field stands when, at a split second, he will never forget, Popoff reached his mitt high into the air and cupped that beauty, his ticket to fame, fortune, and history. But the ball did not stay in his glove for long. A scramble, common when any homer hits the stands, ensued. Less than a minute later, it was Patrick Hayashi who pocketed the ball, which Barry Bonds had hit for his record-setting 73rd home run. It was at Pacific Bell Park, and Hayashi had locked it away. Which of these fans rightfully owns the ball remains a question. When both sides meet in San Francisco Superior Court, in a brief hearing, Judge David Garcia ordered that the ball not be sold until a trial decided the rightful owner or the feuding fans settled the matter. Settling the matter seems out of the question, with each side accusing the other of lying out of greed for a ball that could fetch $1 million, as the plaintiff, Popoff, was ordered to post a $100,000 bond in case Hayashi won the case and sought reimbursement for the period in which the ball was out of his possession. But Popoff, who owns a health food store and vegetarian restaurant in Berkeley, was confident he would win. Well, right there, it ought to disqualify the guy. He's from Berkeley. Anyway, he's confident he would win. He said he cleanly caught the ball before he was attacked by at least 15 fans in Pacific Bells Park, standing room only, arcade area. I was mugged after the hearing. I caught the ball. I think the guy hasn't got a prayer. I think this Hayashi guy ought to have it. You want to know why? Because just like the man said, when they hit a home run ball, baby, all bets are off. You better grab your socks and drop your you-know-what and run for the exit if you got it, because that's what happens. This cat ain't got a prayer. They let this thing stand, that every home run ball ever hit, who cares? You know what I think they ought to do? Throw it back. You know, there was a lawsuit filed back at the turn of the century. That's why we can keep baseballs now. They ought to overturn that. Phil Hendry Show.